Good evening, everyone, and welcome to episode one of the Pink Elephant Podcast. And tonight's episode is entitled Self-Image. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about several topics related to self-worth and growth and being a work in progress. But of course, we have to talk about self-image a little bit. And I know that January is a time of year when we're often looking to set some new goals or reframe our lives in a way that we feel is going to benefit us. And many of us do that by looking at losing weight or focusing on our health and fitness. And so I thought this would be an appropriate time to talk about some of those aspects of body image and sort of what has brought me along this journey in that regard as I've been growing up. There are some funny stories tied in along the way. I remember the comedian Kevin Hart talking about laugh at my pain, as many comedians do. So it's good when we can look back and laugh and know what areas we need to work on and how it all began. So just to kind of give you some background, I grew up in a family where my grandmother and my mom were both very focused on their weight. And I know that that's something that gets passed down. And growing up, my mom definitely had my best interest at heart. But there were sort of some issues with food because I'd often see the yo-yo dieting cycle of doing your best and really limiting yourself. And then the next day really blowing it good with like a big banana split. And if you blew it good, you had to keep blowing it. So you may as well just blow it for a week or a month, which kind of gives you that all or nothing mindset. But when I was in fourth grade, I was about 96 pounds. Now it is a little bit sad because I can remember my weight throughout so many stages of life. And I remember the first time my mom took me to Weight Watchers, I was 9 years old. And she always used to say, Heather's 10 pounds heavier than her friends. And I know she meant it with the best at heart, but from an early age, I was very conscious of the fact that weight was an issue for me. So to add a little bit of fun and laughter to it, you know, back in the day at Weight Watchers, they used to give you the different servings of food that you would eat. So, you know, how many meat servings a day, how many carbs, how many veggies, how many fruits. So, of course, back in the day, you're allowed to eat 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day. Now, knowing I got some issues here, so my mom leaves the house on day 1 or 2 of Weight Watchers at age 9, and I proceed to go to the fridge and eat one peach after another so that when she comes home, I tell her, hey, Mom, I ate my 5 servings of fruit for the day. She said, Heather, you're not supposed to eat them all in one sitting. But of course, I knew I wasn't supposed to eat them all in one sitting, but clearly I just really wanted that sweetness at that point in time. So growing up, starting in those early elementary days, I don't know if any of you remember those restaurants, the Ground Round. And they used to have a special, which you will probably not believe was even a real thing back then, but it was called Pay What You Weigh. And essentially, they would have this special for kids to be able to pay based on their weight. So of course, when I was in fourth grade, I'd go with a flock of my friends. They're all 75 or 80 cents, and I'm $1.14. Of course, that's humiliating. But looking back, it is pretty funny. Like, they're charging my parents more because they don't know how to control me when it comes to food. So growing up, I remember my weights in middle school, and I remember weighing in fifth grade at 117 pounds and sixth grade, 136 pounds. And then I made a massive weight gain in seventh grade, getting up to 176 pounds. And I remember that was an extremely low point in my life. And to be honest, back then, my parents were going through a lot of things and I had found out that my dad was having an affair. And now I can really see that that's something in real life that can affect how we eat. But clearly those issues with food were already there. But I was, you know, at a point where I thought maybe I needed to make some changes. So I remember what was one of my rock bottom moments in life when it comes to that. And I'm sitting on the couch after, now keep in mind, and as an adult, I will admit, work in progress, cooking is not my strong suit. It's something that I continually work on and try to get better at. But when I was growing up, we had takeout all the time. It was kind of a joke because I had these two best friends growing up, Stephanie and Becky, and they would always sleep over on Friday nights, and we would walk to Blockbuster Video, and we loved Chinese food. But the two best restaurants in town, the Huki Lao and Panda South, were both Chinese restaurants. So we would have my dad go pick us up lo mein at one restaurant and pick us up dumplings at the other because they made the best dumplings. And the next morning, he would bring us Dunkin' Donuts. And of course, Becky would have like, okay, there's 12 donuts in the box. There's three of us. Yes, I know I'm doing simple division now, 12 divided by three. We would each get four donuts. Stephanie would get the chocolate covered. Becky would have the strawberry covered or sometimes the glazed. But of course, I would have the worst of all, four Boston cream donuts. And I remember one day after one of the nights of eating Chinese, I am sitting on the couch. I was wearing one of those god-awful Champion matching sweatsuits. I think it was like, it was maroon and it was like the matching short set that was made out of the sweatshirt material. God-awful. But I'm sitting there and I literally had a rock bottom moment at 12 years old where I was thinking, I cannot live like this anymore. And I got up and I put on sneakers and I went out for a quote run. Of course, back then you really couldn't have called it a run. I remember I eventually measured it in the car and it was 1.6 miles. I think I was able to run less than 2 minutes on that first run and I kept sticking with it. And after 2 months, I was able to finally run the whole way. I started getting better and better. You know, and throughout high school, I was probably around 160 pounds. I was a cheerleader. You know, I worked. I did my best. I remember my senior year, I got down around 150 pounds, and I felt like, you know, I'm really feeling good about myself. And I am at a point in life where I embrace my body. I know that I am not meant to be super thin, but I love the fact that I have muscle and that I can do things with my body. And for me, exercise isn't all about weight. It's about mental health and feeling good about myself. And I know that I can be my best self for me and for others when I'm exercising. So we go through high school, now get to college, and I'm living in my sorority house. So I remember my freshman year in college, I actually had a really hard freshman year. I remember I got put in a sophomore dorm and I had had so many wonderful friends in high school and it just wasn't the best match for me because people kind of already had their groups of friends. I went through a really hard time. I remember I was actually on this medicine for my skin. And at the time, I ended up finding out that that medicine can make you extremely depressed, and that made me realize why I couldn't snap out of my funk when I was a freshman. But anyway, cut to, of course, lots of weight gain at that point in time. My sophomore year, I went back and I pledged my sorority. I met amazing friends, which I'm so grateful for. And of course, I put on a ton of weight that year. I think I got up to the highest I've ever weighed in my life, which was like 184 pounds. And then when I moved into my sorority house, I started running, taking better care of myself, but I was still pretty addicted to food. And it was kind of a joke because I was always about the peanut butter kudos bars and the handy snacks, those delicious crackers that you can put the fake cheese on. But anyway, so I got myself back in control. So cut to, you know, years later, continuing the struggle, looking at pictures as I move through life. When I was in grad school at UMass studying education, I decided to move to Florida to be a teacher. And I ended up meeting my ex-husband the first year I lived down here. That ended up, I was with him for about 8 years altogether, married probably for about five. And I just remember at that point, I had really gotten more in control of my weight. But as the marriage progressed and continued, it was just such an emotionally and verbally abusive relationship that led me into these dark places. I felt like I was living as a subdued version of myself. And I remember, it's interesting because I could never say
I can understand now why women who are in situations in which they're being abused in some way, that it's easy from the outside to say, oh, why doesn't she leave him? But often, you know, there's manipulation and I would be worried that he was going to hurt himself. There's lots of things that kind of play into that. And I can understand why it's not as easy as some people may think. So I was meditating on leaving for about 3 years. I really should have left much sooner than I did. But of course, I am grateful for the way in which my life unfolded, because I wouldn't be in the place I am in life now, feeling happier than I've ever been, but also knowing that I'm continually every day a work in progress to gain and know what I deserve out of life. So anyway, a year before I left him, I remember I had gotten up to about 180 pounds and I decided that I was going to start taking care of myself, and I got myself on track and I lost probably 35 pounds. I felt the best I've ever felt, and I knew what I deserved, and I wanted to feel good from the inside out. So that is something, what I wanted to bring up was those points in life where we feel like we've reached a certain goal and then we backslide. It's like when you lose 10 pounds, you gain a few back and you're like, oh, I haven't lost that 10 pounds anymore. How do we get back on track and just believe that we can do it? So I have gained, you know, some of the weight that I lost back, and I am just at a point where I'm ready to refocus and get my mind where it needs to be. And, you know, like I said before, there's a lot of laughter that can go into it, and understanding where you came from and why you are the way you are as far as your thinking. But I know that moving forward, it really is about making sure that you are focused on what matters most to you. And going forward, I want to focus on nourishing my body and taking care of myself, because I know I can. And I know that that's what I deserve. And I think that one of my greatest revelations of things I used to do, I remember these habits of going home after school and eating a whole bag of Doritos, you know, and now I've completely cut out snacking. It's just sticking to 3 meals a day works best for me. But those thoughts and those issues never completely go away. And I think that that's something we always have to remember as humans, that having that mindset that it's not all or nothing has really led me to a positive place. So I wanted to start this time's podcast. I know it kind of went from some funny to some serious notes, but just kind of giving you a background on self-image and the truth behind me, that my body image really does drive a lot of my happiness. And it's not just because I want to be thin or I want to be look a certain way, but mentally that confidence that it brings is really important. And I know that many of us struggle with that. And, you know, I love my curves. I love the fact that I have muscular legs, but I do still work and struggle to always feel like I'm enough. And every day, that's something that we have to think about. What are the things we love about ourselves? If you had to pick a trait right now, what would be your favorite trait about yourself? Not your job, not something on the outside, but something that you truly love. If I had to pick mine, I would say that I'm genuine. When you see me and you talk to me, you're going to get the real me. And I know that I have empathy and compassion for others, and that's something that I love about myself. And, you know, I want people to love me for who I am, and I will love others for who they are. So if today you can leave by thinking about one trait that you love about yourself, and maybe something that is a funny story that you can kind of look back on and laugh on that's made you grow. Like, I remember when I was in middle school, I honestly was pretty tormented about my weight. And I remember my father, of all people, we were out to dinner a few months ago, and I told him that in eighth grade, I used to walk down the hallway and the boys would yell, "Earthquake!" I was 176 pounds. And my father laughed and said, "Oh, those kids are so creative." Like, he thought it was funny. And to be honest, I giggled a little bit too, because, you know, it is pretty ridiculous. But those things do stay in your head. So it's just interesting how our childhood shapes how we think about ourselves and what our worth is. So, you know, and that brings up issues today being in education and how we can make those changes. So I know that I've addressed a lot of different things tonight, but really, I just wanted to give you some background on body image. I would love to hear some of your stories or the things that drive you, or perhaps how you can laugh at yourself, but then also know that you're a work in progress and use that to drive you and channel you. So I would love to know more. You can email me at htpearson@gmail.com. That's htpearson@gmail.com. If you would like to share your story, I'm also looking for guests who would be interested in talking about sort of their journey with self-image. It could be related to weight or some other aspect of life. And I would love to know more. So I will be working on the next episode. And I'm hoping to have some feedback and input from others. And I really appreciate you listening today. So please tune in next time for the next episode of The Pink Elephant. This is Heather Pearson signing off.